I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, one of the most amazing creatures in all of nature is arriving back in West Virginia even as I speak. And when we return, we'll talk more about ways to attract those amazing hummingbirds into your yard in a moment. Among the most amazing critters we have in West Virginia's wildlife is the hummingbird, and he's headed back to West Virginia this month.
Hummingbird is a really unique bird, and they're starting to arrive in the state. They're starting to arrive, they showed up maybe the last couple weeks, and they'll be here through October or so. They're different from all the other birds that we have breeding in West Virginia in many respects. One of the most obviously is you watch them hovering around like helicopters. They're the only bird that can do that.
That's Rich Bailey, who's the official ornithologist for the West Virginia DNR. They're showing up, but what we often fail to realize is there's more to the story than that.
We don't sometimes think that something that weighs as much as a penny can make a nonstop flight over the Gulf of Mexico, but they can. They come north from Central and Northern South America, and they head back in the fall, and it's just an incredible thing.
And a lot of times they will return to the very same places year after year after year.
They will often do that. They will come back to the same general area. They might mate or breed with different other hummingbirds, but they generally return to the same location where they were born or where they successfully bred in the previous year.
So how do you get them close enough to watch them?
A lot of folks really, really enjoy having hummingbirds in their yard. And contrary to popular belief, hummingbirds actually eat a lot of bugs when they're here in the summertime. They eat little spiders and things like that. But we're most used to seeing them visiting flowers and sipping nectar from flowers and whatnot. And there are a couple things that you can do to boost their numbers. The first one is to plant species in your yard that are native plants that hummingbirds really love. There's one vine called the trumpet creeper, which has these showy orange flowers. Hummingbirds love those. It's a great native species. You can plant that in your yard. Always looks good. The other thing that people like to do is they like to set out hummingbird feeders to supplement them in areas where there's not as many flowers.
And they are very territorial, which is the fun of having them around.
Yeah, one of the things that people also note at feeders in particular is they're very territorial. The males in particular are constantly chasing off other hummingbirds. Watching their antics is one of the funny joys of having a hummingbird feeder. You might end up with one big male that chases off all the other hummingbirds, and then they'll come and sneak back when he's not around.
Time to get those hummingbird feeders out and start enjoying the show. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.